Many doctors say political attacks on science and medicine are affecting their relationships with patients, especially in rural communities. That adds challenges to providing care, as NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports, and adds up. The story contains some coarse language.
When Banu Symington first moved to Rock Springs, Wyoming 30 years ago, she appreciated the empty desert landscapes and small-town respect for physicians like herself. Fast forward to today. Some of Symington's cancer patients curse at her for suggesting they vaccinate or wear masks to protect their weakened immune systems.
I actually had a patient's husband say, "You only want me to mask because you're a liberal bitch."
Symington says disinformation and political rage run rampant. At a recent county fair, she stood for 4 hours offering free sunscreen, but got no takers. "You want to know why?" one person asked her, then cited a conspiracy theory.
"Doctors have been putting cancer-causing chemicals into sunscreen, so we'll all get cancer and they will enrich themselves. You're a pharma whore." They say it to my face.
There's also a surge in use of ivermectin, an anti-parasite drug, adding to their peril.
"I have patients who are covertly taking ivermectin, and then they end up in the intensive care unit because of a complication from the ivermectin."
They're doing so on the endorsement, she says, of advice given by actor Mel Gibson on the popular conservative podcast by Joe Rogan. Symington says she's one of only 5 full-time oncologists in the state. She also runs the only cancer center in southwest Wyoming.
"When I retire, which may be sooner than I planned because of the atmosphere, I don't think they'll be able to recruit anyone."
The rural doctor shortage was already acute and is shortening lifespans, says Alan Morgan, CEO of the National Rural Health Association.
"Oh, it's terrible and getting worse."
A lack of doctors, he says, creates vacuums that fill with disinformation.
"In a rural context, there are so many workforce shortages that people can't get past the junk on the internet to get to a local doc that they can trust. The only solution really is to combat that with good science, good data, and make sure that local clinicians are at the forefront."
But huge policy changes in health, immigration, and science makes recruitment harder. The U.S. relies heavily on foreign-born doctors. Half the country's oncology workforce, for example, comes from overseas. Now, fewer people can or want to come to the U.S. Morgan says rural America suffers more for that because fewer than 5% of doctors grew up in those communities.
"We need to do a better job of keeping our local rural kids local in the first place. So that way, they're known in the community, they're trusted in the community, and they can be a trusted resource."
Dr. Jennifer Bacani McKenney fits that bill. Her family medicine practice is attached to the hospital in Fredonia, Kansas, where she was born. The tiny agricultural community recruited her surgeon father from the Philippines in the 1970s.
"If this community had not welcomed my dad, or the country had not welcomed my dad, I would not be here and probably not have the doctors that I recruited here."
Bacani McKenney says she grew up a hometown girl. But COVID-19 exposed how some of her patients perceive outsiders.
"My patients calling COVID the China flu and the Kung flu, that kind of thing, you know, it's like, and saying about Asians needing to go back, and they would say it to my face, and I would say, you know, I am Asian, right? And they go, "Oh, well, we don't mean you."
Bacani McKenney's also a dean at the University of Kansas. She helps place medical students in rural communities for month-long rotations as part of the curriculum. Recently, she says more students object to that requirement, complaining they feel unsafe in the tiny towns. Patients will make racist jokes, for example. Navigating that, she tells them, is also part of the job.
"What we tell the students is, you know, you're going to be uncomfortable in lots of situations in medicine."
But Bacani McKenney acknowledges it's hard. She's changed how she talks to patients about vaccines, for example. She suggests familiar ones first, hoping to minimize skepticism about COVID shots.
"There's something about like a pneumonia shot or a tetanus shot that people are like, oh yeah, I know that."
These days, more patients push back. With them, she tries to keep the conversation going over several visits if necessary.
"I think we have to keep doing it. And if people don't like us because we're having that conversation, they'll probably go somewhere else. But if I don't have those conversations, I'm not doing my job."
It's a balancing act her work now requires. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News.